Well, it's clearly a blow for the John McCain campaign and for Sarah Palin personally. It was a sort of double-headed finding. On the one hand, it exonerated her, said that she didn't act illegally in firing her police chief. On the other hand, however, it was very damning, finding that she had misused her office in pressurizing officials to sack her former brother-in-law, who, as we know, is going through a very messy divorce with her sister. So, you know, it's clearly not good for her, but she's leaning on the other finding that she was exonerated from actually acting in an unlawful way and is saying, well, that's it, I'm in the clear. It's not going to run like that, but I do think the overall impact of Troopergate is likely to be relatively small in this campaign for two reasons. One, it's now very close to the actual election. It's only 3 weeks away. And two, the overwhelming issue that is dominating all discussion is the financial crisis. And Troopergate looks pretty tiny in comparison with that. So it's a small ripple, I think, as we come into the last few days.
It's difficult for McCain because of the economic crisis, isn't it? Because the economic crisis is so closely associated with the Republican era.
Yeah, I mean, the timing is absolutely appalling for him, and he's suffering virtually with every hour. It's a bit like watching the stock exchange tumble in New York, watching the McCain campaign at the moment. They're really finding it difficult and being damaged day by day with the polls swinging steadily towards Obama. I mean, the thing that really is killing him is that in recent weeks he's lent very heavily towards the right in his campaign in order to try and drive out the party faithful in the Republican Party to get out there and vote for him, which he was finding difficult. He's known as a moderate. A lot of people on the right don't like him, and he was trying to convince them that he was a genuine conservative by arguing in favour of a burning of regulations, of tax cuts, of small government. And of course, it's precisely that lack of regulation that we're now finding has got us all in this financial mess. So he's in a really difficult position. He's now trying to scramble back from the arguments that he made earlier and call for more government intervention, more government spending, which is completely opposite of what he had been saying just a few weeks ago.
McCain's also been fighting an increasingly negative campaign, focusing on Obama's past association with William Ayers, a former member of the Weather Underground terrorist group. Is he likely to get more negative over the next 3 weeks?
Well, it's actually slightly the opposite. Just over this weekend, again, he's been reining back from that. I mean, the story of the McCain campaign at the moment is someone who's floundering around. He's moving in vastly different directions to himself all the time. He's kind of all over the place to some extent. And just this weekend, he reined back quite sharply from what he and particularly Sarah Palin has been doing in recent days, which was driving further and further into negative campaigning territory. Palin notably said that Obama had been palling around with terrorists, which is a pretty memorable expression. But just this weekend, there was a feeling they were coming under such criticism from all around, including from many people in their own party, that they were in danger of whipping up demagogic, ugly feeling within their own supporters that they should stop doing it. There have been comments in among their crowds in rallies that, you know, kill him was one comment from someone in the crowd when they were referring to Obama. And that for many has gone too far. So this weekend, McCain reined back a little bit. He said that Obama was a decent family man and that people should not fear it if he becomes president of the United States, which is pretty extraordinary coming from someone who himself is running for the presidency.
Neither McCain nor Obama have really dwelt on the subject of race during the campaign. Is that likely to change between now and polling day?
Again, there's been a sense just in the last few days that the negative campaigning that McCain and Palin were engaged in was in danger of unleashing a sort of ugly racist undertone in the election. And a very prominent black civil rights activist, John Lewis, who is a hero figure from the 1960s civil rights movement, congressman for Atlanta, accused McCain of the kind of ugly behavior that George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, had famously engaged in back in that period in the civil rights era. So again, they're under pressure on this and they're having to be quite careful. And I think what's likely to happen over the last 3 weeks is that they'll be so sensitive about that that they're going to again rein back and avoid any implication that they're playing the race card.